up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? Welcome to Drink It Till You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. Episode number 146. I had to think about it there for a second. I hope you're having a good weekend. I hope you had a good week. Just coming out of seeing my Dallas Cowboys lose that game to the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. What a game. What a good fucking game for us. That's probably, I will go ahead and say that was our best game of the season, considering who we were facing, their record, the loss we just came off of last week, which was horrific. Dude, a lot of heart. A lot of heart. I definitely saw that tonight, and I appreciate that. Zeke ran his ass off. Cooper was a little off, but he still had a good game. CeeDee Lamb. Great fucking game. That's the best way you can lose, in my opinion, is a hard-fought game. We had the game up until the fourth quarter, like 2 minutes left, and they finally take the lead. The Steelers do. And what can you do? It was a hard-fought game, man. Hopefully you guys have something delicious to drink in front of you. Let me tell you what I mixed up here tonight. Is it oat milk and fucking whiskey? No, not tonight. I actually made a drink here for myself. It is a white Russian. It is made with Kimura, Tito's vodka, and a little bit of oat milk. So yeah, technically there is oat milk in here. You know, it's plant-based. This shit is delicious, man. I had a little bit of vodka earlier, I've had a shot of whiskey, and I'm working on this thing now. Hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers, everybody. So we got a little bit to talk about. Obviously, there's, I mean, I don't know if you guys have heard, there's some sort of like election going on that's sort of a big deal. I won't give you my personal, you know what, I don't have a personal political perspective. I have a right and wrong perspective. That's where I deal from. You know, I have a moral perspective. I'm not saying my, you know, I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm not saying my morals are better than anyone else's or above anyone else's or come before anyone else's. I'm just saying. I think that's the one good thing about me, is that I'm good at boiling things down to, is it right or is it fucking wrong? So we got a little bit of election to talk about, a little bit of Dallas Cowboys to talk about, a little bit of cashing in to talk about. Dude, man, the response on these two tracks has been fucking tremendous. Let's go ahead and talk about that now. We released this a couple of weeks ago, my band Cashing In. It's sort of an old school sounding punk hardcore vibe we're trying to put out there, and it's been well received. Dude, somebody's already made us a YouTube channel with a comment on there saying this is a must buy as soon as it comes out. These aren't people I know. I'm not paying these people to say this, by the way, just in case you were wondering. It's just been really well received. I'm a part of these groups on Facebook. You know, I love going to shows when we can go to shows. I love the whole thing. And it's not just hardcore. Hardcore is not it for me. It's not the end-all, be-all for me. I love all kinds of music, dude. I like fucking jazz and hip-hop and classic rock and all kinds of shit. Music is bigger than just punk and hardcore. I realize that, but the way this thing's been received has just been, I feel so successful, you know, and maybe that's a bad thing. You know, what's the album called? Satisfaction is the Death of Desire. I'm still desiring, so don't worry, in case you're into the podcast and into the band. I'm still desiring. I actually just wrote a riff today that I can't wait to send to everybody and see how they react to it. But I've been so just like, I can't explain it. It's just the validation that I've looked for a long time. And I'm not afraid to say that. It's okay. We all need validation in our certain ways. I just wanted to know how this record or these songs or the style I'm writing would be received. And so far, so fucking good. Cheers to my band cashing in. I love you guys. I love what we're doing. We're releasing a couple of songs here and there. We're probably going to do one at a time from here on out until we have a full length. It's been fucking crazy, man. Like I said last episode, it's been 4 years in the making, at least for me and James. We've been fucking, you know, we've been doing our fucking, our sit-ups, our push-ups. We've been laying the foundation, you know, and now it's time to get fucking, get a little silly, go play some shows. I'm ready for this COVID shit to be over. I'm sure as all of you are. It's just been well received. And like I said, I feel kind of bad because a lot of the words people are writing, I'm just like, well, I'm a success. That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted was for someone to say, I love this style. And what did the one guy say? This was the one that I'm thinking about specifically. He said a lot of heavy music these days turns into thrash, and this is old school, early 80s hardcore punk. And dude, that comment, if you happen to listen to this podcast, that comment meant fucking everything to me. That means everything to me because that's the kind of shit I fucking love. That's the shit I listen to 90% of the time, is that era of punk. That fucking Bad Brains, that fucking Cro-Mags were a little bit later. That just dirty, grungy fucking, you know, all the feeling. I love that shit, man. So to get that comment, super happy about that. Why is my phone buzzing? Somebody comment on a... give me 1 second. This has to do with Dallas Cowboys. Let's take another drink. Cheers, everybody. So if you couldn't tell, I'm ready to play some shows. That's what I did it all for. The comments are great. I'm honestly shocked it's been so well received in the I guess the community, the scene, if you will. So far so good. You know, everybody's gonna have. There's always a critic out there, right? Oh, this isn't fucking hardcore, kid. This ain't fucking punk, kid. This is lame. This is like some fucking... I feel like I'm listening to Nickelback right now. Not to hate on Nickelback. Like that, what does that comedian say? And by the way, what did Nickelback ever do to anyone? All they did was follow their dreams. You know? It's fucking great. So that's that. And I'm enjoying it. I just can't wait to play shows. I'm itching to play shows. And house parties, possibly. Dude, we used to throw, me and James, bro, you guys don't even know this. Me and James used to throw the best fucking house parties in the city of Garland. Probably in Dallas. You know, it was fucking great. We had 3 bands play. We had security, so the house didn't get fucked up. You know, there was fucking trash can punch. That's the first time I was ever introduced to trash can punch. I'm like a 17-year-old fucking pimply, bright-eyed kid. And I'm like, oh my god, trash can punch. Can I have some? It tastes just like punch, but it gets you fucked up. It was mind-blowing. And it's cheap. I don't have a lot of money. My allowance has run out this week. Dude, me and James, and I'll give credit to John and Richie and Jude. We used to throw the best fucking house parties. I hope that can happen again. I remember, I'll never forget this one time, and this has never happened to me since, and I don't think this is a common thing. One time, we were playing a house show at this house we lived at in Garland, and we're playing this show, and there's a house, there's a party going on across the street, and so we get the bright idea to merge the fucking parties. And, excuse me, we walk over there, we talk to whoever's in charge of the party, and obviously you can tell from what I'm saying that I didn't do any of this. I was too busy in there slugging down trash can punch. Excuse me. So anyways, we go over to this party across the street, and we're like, hey, let's make this one big fucking party. So everybody from that party over there came over to our party, and we had this massive fucking party at this little house in Garland, Texas. The cops showed up. We had to, there were a couple of people that were, you know, straight edge, I don't drink, you know, whatever. And they had to go talk to the cops, and they kind of shut it down. All the bands had played, but we stole everybody out of that fucking party into our party, and we had a fucking blast. It's such a good fucking time. I can't wait for that to happen again, or just to play shows. The last show I played was in Corsicana. It was an outside festival. They had all kinds of music that night. That was a lot of fucking fun. I've definitely talked about that on the podcast. But dude, I just can't wait. I just can't wait for this all to be over. I'm sure, like most of you people, like, I'm just ready for things to get back to normal, dude. Like, let's go. Let's kill this thing. Let's get it out of here. Let's get a vaccine and also socially distance and do whatever. Wear your fucking mask. You know, do whatever we gotta do to get rid of this thing so we can get back to some fucking normal. Like, I want to go to a show every week. One show a week. You know, dude, you know who I miss the most? One of the bands I miss the most is Friday's Foolery. I miss having the option to go downtown on a Tuesday fucking night when nothing's going on and listen to that funky ass music and see all the people dancing, laughing, having a good time, having some drinks. Dude, we didn't know before all this happened, we didn't know how good we had it. You know? I was like, I don't want to go out this fucking weekend. It's so boring. It's the same shit over and over. I keep seeing the same. I would give anything. I would give anything to see the same fucking people this coming week so I can go to a fucking show. It's just getting ridiculous, man. And that's, you know, we're backsliding. That's what we're doing because we don't know much about this thing. We don't know how to fix it. We don't, you know, it's, people don't want to wear the mask. Other people are shaming people for not wearing masks and, you know, and that's not going to do anything. And, you know, I don't know. It's just the whole fucking argument. So, and that's life. That's life right now for me. You can't log on to social media without seeing someone argue about politics or fucking, you should be wearing your mask and coronavirus is a hoax and all this bullshit. But, yeah, how you guys feeling about the election? I think it's fucking over. I think Biden's in there, man. It's not official. It's unofficially official, right? Unofficially official, is that a thing? Can you say those two words in order? That doesn't make sense. It's a, what do you call it? It's a fucking oxymoron. It's unofficially official. Is that an oxymoron? Does that qualify? Dude, you know, this election, I'll be honest with you, and it's not because I'm taking sides. I'm not taking sides. I'm the biggest fence sitter you'll ever meet, by the way. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, I am the biggest fence sitter. And all I want to do is boil things down to their basic principles. Is it right? Is it wrong? You know, Trump putting children in fucking ICE camps because they're illegal immigrants and keeping them away from their families, that is wrong. You guessed it. Ding, 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 ding. You guessed it. That's fucking wrong. You shouldn't do that shit. That's fucked up. You know, on the other side, let's say something about Biden, who's winning this thing by a fucking landslide, who's practically already won this thing. The sniffing, the sniffing of little girls, that's fucking weird, dude. Well, I saw this video, dude, and I hate to laugh at this because of everything going on in the country, everything going on in the world, all this pedophilia is coming out. All these people are being thrown under the bus. Like, this person did it and this person participated and all this and that. I hate to laugh at this, but it was on camera. It was close to innocent. Dude, the way Biden just gets you into his robotic fucking vortex of a hug is comical, dude. I saw him shoot out his right arm on this one lady. Everybody's smiling. Everybody's dressed nice. Oh, I'm wearing a suit and she's wearing a nice dress. And this is a big political convention. And, you know, nothing could go wrong here. And nobody's doing anything wrong here. All this fucking facade of bullshit. Dude, the way Biden shoots out his right hand and it's like palm facing the ground. And he just like clunk, 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 like gets this girl in his hug vortex. It's just like, it's pretty fucking comical. I wish I could find the video. I could shout it out. I could lead you guys there. But, you know, it's just there's some weird shit going on. There is some weird shit going on that's not being talked about and needs to be brought to light. Because you know what? If Biden really is a pedophile and he really, you know, has done horrific fucking things, I don't want him either, you know? And it sucks that he's in there to a certain extent, but, like, are we going to turn a blind eye to a nation, as a nation, on this thing? And just be like, well, he's done some fucked up shit, but who hasn't? Well, guess what? I'm not a goddamn pedophile, man. Well, I haven't done anything that fucked up. You know, I've dined and dashed before, but Jesus fucking Christ. Like, how far are we going to let this go? Like, it's okay because he's not Trump? That's not okay either. That's where I'm fence-sitting. That's where I'm like, you know what? This, if you can turn a blind eye to innocent children being hurt for the rest of their lives, if they make it, because a lot of these people, yeah, let's not go there. Let's not fucking go there. That's just a hurtful topic. And it really, one of the things that gets me in this world is injustice. I can't fucking take it. And you take an innocent, beautiful, pure child and you do something horrific to them, I'm not forgiving that. Ever. Ever. As long as I fucking breathe and live, as long as I do this goddamn podcast, I'm not ever gonna be on your side for that. So, anyways, let's hope that's not the case. Sorry if I clap too loud in your ear. It just feels, it feels new. It feels fresh, you know, Biden winning the election. It's just like a breath of fresh air. It's like when you break up with someone, you know, you're just like, get that old trash out of here. We got that old guy out of here. That old creepy, greased up body, tanned man. We got him the fuck out of here. Now we got this hot new stud, 77-year-old stud in office now. And I see you, Biden, coming running out on your speech. That says two things to me. That says I'm in fucking shape and I'm excited to run this fucking country. That's fucking great. And I believe in what he said. You know, we do need to unite. We really do need to unite. Like, being divided, it's okay to have a difference of opinion. And I've learned this in my relationship. It's okay to have a difference of opinion. If you can just let it go and let it be and be like, I don't know why the fuck you think that way, but it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. You just think that way. I think the way I think. It's okay. If you can learn to do that, dude, I swear. We will grow so much as a country if you can just let it go a little bit and not just assume everybody's a piece of shit because they don't agree with you. Just take a different perspective, you know? It's, you know, it's a new day. Like I said, it does feel like a breath of fresh air. I felt like when I found out that Biden got the 290 votes, I just felt this wave come over me like, oh my God. This is a new day. This is a new start. Let's do this shit. I'm not saying Trump did everything wrong. Don't get me on like, oh, he's a fucking Biden supporter and he likes Biden. No, I'm a humanist supporter. I support humanity. Whoever's going to do the best thing for humanity, for us as American people, that's who I support. It's that fucking simple. And I'm not saying I'm going to agree with everybody's fucking terms and everybody's conditions. I don't. But if the overall goal is prosperity of the Americans, of Americans, of the human race, then I'm down for that, man. I'm so here for it. Anyways, let's take another drink. Cheers. Sorry to bore you with that. I had a fantastic fucking weekend. In case you didn't know, I hung out with the kiddos again, went to the parks numerous times. One of my favorite things, I just got this Sony Bluetooth speaker thing. And one of my favorite things to do is like play the stereo while we're hanging out at home. Like I just want to see, you know, call it whatever you want, but I just want to see how my kids react to this. What do you think about this? And what do you think about this song? And what do you think about this style? And what do you think about the way this lady is singing this here? You know, I just like looking at the look on their face and seeing how they react. Dude, my daughter, I talked about my son, how funny he is. My daughter, I didn't shed enough light. I play a lot of old school punk to her. I play a lot of fucking classic rock, a lot of everything, really. Dude, when I played Bad Brains, one of my favorite songs ever, Bad Brains, Eye Against Eye, you know, there's a part in the song where he's like, eye against eye against eye against eye against eye, ooh, you know, my daughter is so fucking adorable, man. It almost brings me to fucking tears how cute she is. She'll just sit there because she knows the song by now. I've played it enough at this point in time. Instead of going eye against eye against eye against eye against eye, who? She'll go, aye, 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 aye. Dude, she'll sit there in her fucking, like I'm feeding her breakfast or whatever. And I'll be playing the song kind of light. You know, Connor's upstairs. She's asleep. She worked overnight. I'm like being courteous as fuck. And I play this song for my daughter. And I'm going, I'm singing the song, you know. Same old story. No factual glory. Aye against aye against aye against aye against aye. Who? And my daughter's over there going, hey, yeah. You know, yeah. Dude, it is the funniest fucking thing. Like, she gets it, dude. She gets it. She is so musically inclined. Well, really all my kids are, but she is so musically inclined. She gets it. She gets the direction. She, excuse me. She gets the meaning of the song. It's just like she just fucking understands, and it's the cutest thing, man. And then I pick her up and I hug her, and she just lays her head into my shoulder, and it's over. You know, it's over for me. I just I've had so much affection. I've had so much. Yeah, I can't even deal with it anymore at this point. But it's been fucking great. You know, like I said, I took the kids to the park multiple times this weekend. It was just fucking. You know what? Old white men, I gotta say this. This has kind of been on my mind since it happened. Excuse me. Old white men, you are the funniest fucking people at bringing up conversations with people you don't know. It always starts with like, yeah, well, you know, it's either yeah. If you hear that yeah, that long yeah, you know a conversation is coming that you don't really want to take part in. And it happened to me over the weekend. This guy started off the conversation. I'm sitting there. I was there at the park before he was. Me and my son had played baseball already. We had already chased each other around. We're already vested, if you want to go there. We're already vested in this park at this point. And this older man comes up. He's gray. He's, you know, you can tell he's older. He's probably with his granddaughter. The first thing he says to me, he comes over close to me. Yeah. Well, I'm on granddaughter duty today, so she's wearing me out. And I'm just like, I didn't ask you a fucking thing, sir. I didn't ask you for what's going on in your day. You're just like, what? Who does that? Who just brings, you know, the other thing he goes, well, I had to get out of the house because this election is just driving me crazy. I can't take any more of it. It's like, is it because Trump's losing? Take the L, bro. Like, it's okay. You're gonna lose in your life. Have you never lost in your life before? Losing happens. It's okay. How can we make the best? Excuse me. I said bake. How can we make the best of this current situation? I'm gonna calm down a little bit here. How can we make the best of this current situation, even if you don't like it? How can we make the best of it? You know? A lot of Trump people, when Obama got in office, not my president. A lot of Democrats, when Trump got into office, not my president. A lot of Trump people, once again, Not my president. Biden's not my president. I don't need to know that shit. I'm sitting at the park with my son. I'm having a good time. I don't need to know about your political bullshit going on. I don't need to know. Yeah, well, I just can't stand. Well, it's like, okay, you can't stand any more of this election, but you're bringing it up to me. And then he brings up guns to me. Dude, you would think me and this man have known each other for 25 fucking years. I've been knowing this man for 25 years. I don't know this man. I don't know him at all. And he's bringing up like intimate conversations that I would only have with a select few people. Why? When I was little, man, I remember thinking, we should all talk about who we're voting for. We should all have an open discussion, an open conversation about who we're voting for and why, and discuss policies. That's the best way to get to some kind of resolution on where we're going as a country. That's not how I feel anymore at all. I've seen what that has done. Social media has brought that about. People just being people has brought that about. Like this guy just telling me his political beliefs right off the bat. And it's not that I don't agree with him on some things. It's not that I don't agree with him on some things. It's that I don't want to talk about it with you. Excuse me. Good God. That was really out of nowhere. Here's another one. Hold on. Anyway, back to the soapbox. It's not that I don't agree with you on anything. It's that we shouldn't be talking about this right now. I'm at the park with my son. You're at the park with your granddaughter. Guess what matters more than anything else right now? Spending that time with those kids. Because when little granddaughter grows up, she's going to remember all the times grandpa took her to the park and bugged everybody else about his political beliefs. My son is going to remember all the times I took him to the park. You know, I will say one fucking thing about myself other than just boiling things down to their basic moral, like, that's what I like to do. I don't care about your color. I don't care if you're you represent red or represent blue or represent something completely different. I don't care. I really don't care. I like boiling things down to their, you know, is this right? Is this wrong? Is this justice or is this injustice? That's what I like, you know. I've already forgot the point I was going to make, but that's pretty much it. I feel like people should be that way, and you should be able to take a fucking ass whooping, you know, whether that's verbal, whether that's physical, you know, without fucking shooting somebody, you should be able to take an ass whooping. It happens, you know, it happens. Everybody, there is somebody bigger and better out there for everybody. It might not be who you think it is, but there is somebody out there. Whether it's verbally, politically, morally, physically, there's always somebody. There's always somebody to take you down, right? I'm sure somebody could dissect this podcast and be like, nope, wrong, nope, wrong, you know. But, you know, I got a breath of fresh air with Biden being in there. I don't know everything about Biden. I kind of worry about it a little bit with just the way he is with, I don't know, just being weird around women, you know? Anyways, I don't know where I left off. 29 minutes in. I hope you guys have had a good week. I hope you had a good weekend. I'm just talking shit. Help you get through the week. Let's finish off my White Russian. That was an abrupt way to come to an end of the podcast, Chris. I haven't done that very often, have I? What was I tooting my own horn about? Oh, that's what I will say for myself. I like boiling things down to their basic like principles. And also, I'm pretty fucking consistent with the things that I do in my life. What are you, bragging now? Is that what we're doing? We're bragging about ourselves? No. I'm not better than anybody else. I'm not better than my fellow man. I'm just saying, let's get a little more consistency about what we mean, what we say, what we do. And, you know, go America. That's a terrible way to end the podcast. Let's drink the rest of this fucking drink. You guys, thanks for sticking around. Episode number 146, Drink Until You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. Let's finish off this White Russian. I'm actually going to make you listen to me drink this last little bit because it's really not that much. Cheers, everybody. All right. That's going to do it for me. I love you guys. I love all of you, no matter who you support, no matter who you don't support. We're all humans, right? That's what it should boil down to. Who represents the human party? That's what I need to know. The human party, the humanitarian party. Who represents that? That's who I want to vote for, because I wrote in Mickey Mouse on my ballot. I'll be quite honest with you. Anyways, you guys have a good week. Don't do anything fucking stupid. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a fucking Lyft. God knows I'm going to go inside and just pass the fuck out. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Episode number 146. Bye.